听力课堂,听class.com.
Welcome back everybody to justvocabulary.com. This is show number 504. In today's episode, we'll announce the $5 discount voucher winner and we'll introduce the following two GRE words.
Illicit
and
forthright.
Let's start with our first word.
Illicit.
Illicit. Mark's announcement that his lessons were canceled for the day elicited applause from nearly all the students.
Illicit.
Jim was giving Liz the silent treatment, and she could not elicit a response from him to any of her questions.
Illicit.
Geert Wilders' attack on the rights of immigrants elicited cries of outrage from some left-wing politicians.
Illicit.
The verb elicit is spelled E-L-I-C-I-T.
Illicit.
And what does it mean? To elicit means to evoke or draw out a response, answer, or fact from someone in reaction to one's own actions or questions. It means to call forth or to obtain or produce something, especially information or a reaction. A homonym is a word with the same pronunciation but with a different meaning. Why am I telling you this? Because illicit's homonym is illicit, which is spelled I-L-L-I-C-I-T. And illicit is an adjective and it means illegal or contrary to generally accepted moral standards. So the verb illicit and the adjective illicit pretty much sound the same, but they have completely different meanings. The verb illicit means to derive or obtain, as in elicit a response. Illicit is usually used to denote obtaining a response from someone. So some synonyms here, evoke, draw out, or extract, and some antonyms, suppress or cover. Brilliant. Let's move on to our next word.
Forthright.
When giving a performance review, Frank has to be forthright. So Frank often provides his employees with constructive criticism.
Forthright.
Mark's forthright manner can be mistaken for a rudeness.
Forthright.
But Lisa admires his forthright way of dealing with people.
Forthright.
Forthright is spelled F-O-R-T-H-R-I-G-H-T.
Forthright.
What does it mean? If you are forthright, you are direct and outspoken. You're straightforward and honest. You're not evasive in expressing your thoughts or feelings. Being forthright is something you want out of a leader or an employee. Forthright is a more sophisticated way of saying direct and honest. But Mark's forthright manner can be mistaken for rudeness. You know, honesty is not always appreciated. But there is a difference in being frank and being forthright. If you're being forthright, you are honest and direct in a noble manner. If you're being frank, you're honest and direct, and you're not worried about offending someone. Okay, some synonyms, straightforward, honest, candid, or sincere, and two antonyms, secretive or evasive. Okay, we still have some time left, so let's do a review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word?
Officious.
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 It means assertive of authority in an annoyingly domineering way. Officious means self-important, bumptious, self-assertive, or domineering. An officious bystander is intrusively enthusiastic in offering help or advice, but he's actually interfering and not really helping at all. Okay, and that's it for today's show. If you want more information about our other shows, like the Weekly Vocabulary Recap or the Just Vocabulary Power Hour, go to our brand new website, justvocabulary.com. Today's $5 gift voucher winner is Mitch. And if you have any feedback or questions regarding this show, info@justvocabulary.com. For now, thanks for listening and hope to see you soon, perhaps on Facebook.